The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. It's approaching 7 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, the 1 p.m. speech from President Biden is now commencing. Yeah, it was at 1 o'clock, and then it was at 2 o'clock, and then it was at 3 o'clock, and then at 3:30, Jen Psaki, the press secretary, instead of President Biden, came out and tried to answer questions and defend an absolute fiasco. Then his speech was going to be at 4 o'clock, and he is now, as we speak, speaking to the people of the United States from the White House. I was able, because he started right about at 5 o'clock, I was able to listen to the first, 4 minutes. So far, nothing about Afghanistan. The first four. Now, remember what's going on in Afghanistan right now. Just remember. What is going on right now? And I mean this minute. The first 4 minutes of his speech was, basically, I'm the greatest president that ever lived. We've accomplished so much. The economy is turning around. When I became president, things were bad, bad. Things were terrible. Things were horrible. But because of my leadership and my policies and, of course, my humility, things are so much better. The world is better. The economy is better. Here is my guess. And I could be wrong, but here is my guess. If he follows the pattern that he has set, he let the people from the Pentagon and the State Department face the questions of the press today. He allowed Jen Psaki, his press secretary, to face the press. Now, if he was going to be giving a major address, now just think of the common sense here. If he knew that he was going to be giving a major address about Afghanistan, and it was on his schedule at 1 o'clock and then 2 o'clock, and then there was no reason whatsoever for Jen Psaki to have a press conference and try to answer questions. Here's what I think will happen. He's going to give a short speech. He's going to say, everything's going great, you know? Yeah, you know, things are bad, but things are actually going well. We've increased the number of evacuations. Things are going really good. And then he's going to walk away from the platform and not accept one question. I could be wrong. But I think that's what's going to happen. I just found out today that people in the press corps, this is the mainstream media, have nicknamed him Walk Away Biden because he does this so often. He gives a little speech, reads off the teleprompter, and then walks away and refuses to answer questions. So we'll see. Again, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I'll see. He's still He's still talking. Folks, listen. I talk a lot about the liberal progressive left. I talk a lot about the liberal progressive left theologically. The theological left that has absolutely decimated and destroyed every single Protestant, mainline Protestant denomination in America. I challenge you to give me one exception of, and I'm talking mainline Protestant denominations. I'm not talking about the subgroups like the Missouri Synod Lutherans or the PCA, the Presbyterian Churches of America. Almost all of the denominations have a smaller conservative subgroup. I'm talking mainline Protestant denominations. There is not a single one of them that left-leaning theology has not destroyed. And yet, many evangelical churches are beginning to adopt some of the more left-leaning theology. Now, that's just dumb. I mean, first and foremost, it's unbiblical. But it's dumb. Look what the compromise on Scripture has done to the mainline denominations. Look at what it has done, questioning the inerrancy of Scripture, the virgin birth, the exclusivity of Christ, the bodily resurrection, the bodily ascension. I mean, the core fundamental doctrines of the Word of God that all true Christians agree on. We may have disagreements about the mode of baptism. One time backwards, three time face forward, sprinkling. We may have differences about church polity, deacons, elders, congregational run, pastor run. We may have a church that's run by a session or an elder board, or one that's run by the trustees or deacons, or a firmly pastor-led church. Yeah, we may disagree on all of that. We may have disagreements on how contemporary we should be in our worship and so on. But a Bible-believing church, regardless of the name over the door, agrees on the fundamentals of the faith. And we have watched those fundamentals compromised by left-leaning theology, and we have seen the results, and yet many evangelicals are drifting in the same direction. And I go, what is wrong with you people? Can't you see? Don't you have eyes? Well, anyway, that's the left theologically. But the left politically destroys everything it touches. I have an example in my hand, and that's what started this little rant. Loudoun County, Virginia. We've talked a lot about Loudoun County, Virginia recently because they are kind of the petri dish for what liberalism does to a school district. They're about as far left as you can get. And you kind of take a look at what the grasp of the liberal left on this school board has done, and you can see what it will do to other school districts across America, including your school district. Now, I got to take a break. When we come back, the latest insanity out of Loudoun County, Virginia. And insanity is not an exaggeration. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'll be honest with you, folks. I'll just be absolutely candid and honest with you. I have always tried to respect the office of the President of the United States. I did that when Clinton was in office, when the horrible things that he did. I tried to honor him as president. Barack Obama, 8 years. There was almost nothing that I agreed with that Obama did, but I tried to honor the office and honor him because he was duly elected president of the United States. Did I criticize his policies? Yes, but I did my best to do it in a respectful way, to criticize, but to honor. I'm having a tough time with Joe Biden. I am having an incredibly difficult time. Now, I'm going to get into this Virginia thing. I promised that I would get into that, and I will. But if you're listening, before I said the president was scheduled to speak on Afghanistan, it was announced this morning that he would speak at 1 o'clock, and it would be an update on what's going on in Afghanistan. Didn't happen at 1. Then it was pushed to 2. Didn't happen at 2. And again, well, it's been postponed. The president's going to address the American people on the progress in Afghanistan. Didn't happen at 3. It didn't happen at 4. And at 5 o'clock, the president finally comes out to the podium. And if you were listening just a few minutes ago, I said, here's what I think he's going to do, because this is a pattern. Today, he pushed his subordinates out to face the press. People at the Pentagon, State Department, you go out and answer them, you know. You defend me. You defend, you know, what I'm doing. You go out there and you face the press. And then he pushed his press secretary out to answer questions, to try to defend him and his decision to not just to evacuate. And again, I want to make this clear. It's not the fact that we evacuated and we left. It's the way. It's not that we withdrew. It's the way that he did it. And so finally at 5 o'clock, he comes out. Didn't say anything about Afghanistan for quite some time. When I became president, things were bad, terrible. It was bad, but we're turning things around. Things are going to be great. Things are going to be wonderful. And then he went into climate change. And not only that, I'm going to single-handedly save the entire planet and rescue all of humanity because of my leadership. And then he got into voter suppression. Excuse me, Mr. President, you're supposed to be talking to us about Afghanistan. And so for approximately 5 minutes out of about a 12-minute speech, he deals with Afghanistan, says everything's fine, everything's going great, we're evacuating people, and things just couldn't be better there in Afghanistan. Our plan is working. You know, we planned for this, and our plan is working. And sure enough, exactly what I said, he turned and walked away and did not answer one question. I hate to continue making comparisons between he and Trump. Because again, Trump, I supported him, but I had no blind loyalty to Donald Trump. There were many times that I criticized him because there were many times he deserved to be criticized. But Donald Trump would have stood there for an hour and defended himself. Yeah, but he was so arrogant. Yeah, sometimes he really was arrogant, but you know what? He would answer every question that was posed to him. He would stand there. They would yell at him. They would scream at him. They would call him names. They would disrespect him, and he stood there. And he would banter with them. Ah, you're fake news. But he stood there and took it. Joe Biden pushes his subordinates out to defend the decisions that he is making. What we are watching is shameful. I don't know that I have ever seen, and I'm probably as old as most of you in the audience, probably older than most of you. I've seen a lot of presidents come and go. Believe it or not, I was really little, but I remember Eisenhower. I remember. I like Ike. You know, I remember that. I don't believe, in fact, I know. I have never seen, Jimmy Carter was a disaster, but he wasn't shameful. He didn't act cowardly. This president is shameful and cowardly and calloused. Mr. President, did you see those people falling from the airplane as it took off? That was 4 or 5 days ago, man. I know, but how did it make you feel? Not 1 ounce of compassion. He was asked, how does it make you feel? The desperation of people so desperate they cling to the outside of an airplane as it takes off and they fall to their death. How does that make you feel? Well, you know, we better fix it. Absolute callousness. Unless it's on the teleprompter. If it's on the teleprompter, I care about you. We're in this together. All of his compassion comes from the teleprompter. And I don't know whether I should apologize about this struggle that I'm having to respect even the office of the presidency. But I'm just being candid with you. What we're seeing is just shameful. All right. When we come back, we'll see what the left has done to a school board and what they might do to your school board if they're in control.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.